Hello, thank you for listening. In this episode, we had a great chat with our guests, Shinobu and Narumi. If anything, the chat was too good. So good, it was too long for this podcast. If you'd like to hear the full interview, it is up on our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search Gaishike Urawaza Eigo, and I'm sure you'll find it. Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Gaishike Urawaza Eigo. I am here on Zoom with my co-host, Ishii Terumi. Konnichiwa,
Ishii. Hello, Ishii Terumi desu. Ishii Terumi desu. Kabuchatte yo, BJ. Sorry. Hello everyone. Konshou mo Gaishike Urawaza Eigo hajimarimashita. Yoroshiku onegai itashimasu.
Exciting episode today, Terumi.
Exciting? Nanka, it's another Gaishike Urawaza interview today, right?
Yes and no.
Yes and no? What do you mean?
Well, it is an interview, so yes. Uh-huh. But it's not a Gaishike Urawaza Eigo interview. It's our brand new spin-off, maybe a one-off, Relationship Urawaza Eigo interview.
Relationship Urawaza Eigo interview?
Yeah.
Is that what I have been looking for?
Well, that's what you were supposed to be preparing. Do you remember?
そうね。それ言ってましたね。だから今日は外資系裏技英語ではなく、relationship。これ多分男女の relationship のことなのではと。ね、yeah. I'm expecting that. なんですけども、yeah. まあ、そのエピソードについて私がスクリプトを書かなければ本当はいけないんですよね、BJ。But、yeah. how can I write that? I have no experience of it. I want to learn, so I can't even give you anyone's tips.
Well, that's what we thought. That's what we thought. So...
でしょ助けてだから。
And to be honest, also, I don't really know any tips. I'm not particularly successful. So what we thought today...
Really?
Not really.
できたんじゃないの?
No, I was terrible. Until I was 36.
最近じゃないか。まあね、BJ はね、今の奥さんに出会うまではね、まあ、そんなにすごいずっと彼女いたとかではないって言ってましたもんね。
Yeah, single for a long time. Single, and playing football for a long time. So up to now, you know, we've always had an interview with like a specialist. We've talked to management specialists, startup specialists. We've talked to HR specialists. So now this time we thought we'd get some international relationship specialists.
今までは外資系企業で働いてこられたようなマネジメントのスペシャリストですとか、スタートアップのスペシャリストの方とかをお招きしてまいりましたが、今回はなんと international relationship specialists.、Yeah.Who are they?
Shinobu Phillips and Narumi Shikia from the Dokuzetsu American Life podcast. Two Japanese women exploring love, life in America. Well, specifically Houston, Texas, I believe.
Wow! So they are coming to our podcast.
Yep.
I love that podcast! ちょっとあの大好きだっていう方も多いんじゃないでしょうか。え、その Shinobu さんと Narumi さんがゲストに今回来てくださると。
Yes.
え、まさに International Relationship Specialists のそんなお二人に。
Yeah.
わ、めっちゃいろいろ聞こう。
I think that's something we need to be careful on. You know, there's a big difference between international relations and international relationships. International relations means like diplomacy. Yeah, 国際関係、外交。
あの、大学で専攻するやつね。<Yeah. 笑>そうじゃない。え、待って、え、難しいね、英語って。International relation は、え ?International relation は国際関係で、
yeah.
international relationship だと国際恋愛ってこと
?Yeah, yeah.
わあ、そういうことね。というわけで、今回は決して国際関係ではなく、国際恋愛の裏技を、
yeah.
はい、テーマにお届けしてまいります。
So I'm friends with Shinobu and Narumi. I've been on their podcast a couple of times, or maybe on Insta Live with them. And so I've asked them to come here, and we're going to discuss some 裏技, frankly, Terumi, to help you with your 婚活。
あ、すいません。私の婚活を助けていただくために BJ わざわざ、あの、ポッドキャスト番組を利用して、
yeah.
すいません。じゃあちょっと大いに勉強させていただきたいと思います。I hope it works!
We all do. We all do. Anyway, let's go. Narumi, Shinobu, welcome to Relationship Urawaza Eigo.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
いや、本当に来てくれた。
I've been actually waiting for this moment?
To be invited.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because think about it.
Yes. Seriously?
Uh-huh. Yes. Because we invited BJ.
That's true.
For our podcast. Mm-hmm. We also invited BJ for our Insta Live guest as our first guest.
Right.
But we never actually been invited
by them.
So I was waiting
for this moment.
Well, I was waiting for this episode too.
Well, what I've known about, the reason I was waiting is, you know, a bit like podcasts, a bit like love, it's all about timing. Mm. You know, I had to wait for the timing. And I just felt,
such a smooth talker.
Yes. Benson is very experienced.
Wow, that's crazy.
Can I say
something?
Yeah.
So we are so surprised the fact that we are described as
relationship
professionals. We're like, wow.
スペシャリストの二人っていう認識で今日はね、お招きしているんですけれども。違います?
Yeah, we were nothing but a failure.
Losers.
No.
Nothing but losers.
But I guess that's how we learn.
That's true.
A lot of things, because we made a lot of mistakes.
Very true.
わあ、かっこいい。
Yeah.
I think in 外資系ウルワザ英語 we say we made a lot of learnings. We made a lot of learnings.
ああ、確かに。ちょっとね、ポジティブに言い換えるっていう。ウルワザもご紹介したことあるんですけど。
I do remember before COVID, before Corona happened, you were planning actually to come to Japan and we were discussing maybe doing an event together. And I think there was some kind of love theme there. A lot of your listeners are interested in international relationships. Am I right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, actually, before we get on to the main topic, can I just ask you a couple of questions? Sure. Who are you? Why are you in the United States? And what do you do there?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you? 大きな質問ですけど。
Who am I?
Who are you? なんて聞かれないですよね、普段ね。すいませんね。
Okay, so I go first?
Sure.
Yes. So I'm just a regular Japanese woman, I guess. But I moved to Texas 2003 due to the marriage with my ex-husband, which I regret. And and ever since 2003, I'm kind of stuck in Texas, Houston. Mm-hmm. And now I have three children and I'm more stuck to Houston. that's pretty much it.
Oh, wow. That was a beautiful.
Okay. Yes,
beautiful,
but I found my second husband, who is from England.
Mm-hmm.
And I am happily married. So anytime you make a mistake, the next one is always much better.
Oh, but you have
素晴らしい。
But you have two stepdaughters. That are
yes, I have 200% Caucasian daughters. And I love taking them out for shopping because I love see people's reaction whenever they call me as a mom.
Wow.
リアクションを楽しむ余裕とともに日々を楽しんでらっしゃるというね。
そうなんです。
すごいですね。
Yes.
And Nanimi, what brought you to America? Like, what's your background?
So, I was born and raised in Okinawa, Japan.
Okay.
And when I was 17, I... scholarships, I was like... GPA was like so normal. Michigan. And then my host parents was doing domestic violence in the house, so... just agent called me, said, get away from there, just bring a passport, and went back to Japan, but I got a scholarship again from, and yes.
So for all our listeners, this is when you use the phrase, in a nutshell.
in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, Narumi, you're studying now in Texas, Houston.
Yes, correct.
Okay, awesome.
I met your boyfriend there.
Yes, correct. At my school, University of Houston.
And can I just to clarify, so Shinobu's husband British, your boyfriend is
American.
American. Okay.
Right.
Okay, and just quickly, your podcast, we talked about a little bit, Dokuzetsu American Life. What is that about? Is it just idle chatter?
Yes, correct. But at the same time, I register somehow education. Educational podcast.
一番大切なことを教えてくださってますから。ありがとうございます。
Thank you so much. But I thought it's going to be a more educational channel from
really?
The beginning.
That's what you thought? I didn't know.
But it turns out to be not so educational. So, yeah. But it's about like talking about our lives, okay. living in America, all those.
Right, talking about giving them our shukan,
yes,
giving
right.
their our honest opinion, okay. honest perspective,
right.
anything that we think or we uh-huh. experience and we want to share right. with anybody.
Mm.
I like it. It's very different. There's a lot of podcasts on Japanese podcasts now. Many of them are from the radio with like a proper announcer saying, oh, so desu ne. Oh, wow, that's so interesting. Yours is the opposite of that. Yours is
so, real voice だからみんな聞きたいんですよね。
We are 100% 素人.
No, that's not it. I bet it's more like it's the real feeling. And I think that's what's wonderful about podcasts. You can
just... Real voice を聞けるからね。
そう思いました。
もう今の時代聞きたいのってそういうことですものね。
そうなんです。
生の声というかね。
本当にプロフェッショナルなラジオを聞きたければ、そういったチャンネルをチューニングしていただいて。はい。でも私たちは nothing but like relatable, I think. That's what we really take our value.
Yeah, we call ourselves one time dirty cockroaches.
そうそう。
なんて？
The dirty cockroaches.
はい。あのゴキブリのように生きていく、
は
い、
私たちってい
うふうに、はい、We refer ourselves
そんなこと言っちゃうのがまたかっこいいんですけどねやっぱ心裸にしてる人が一番強いですから
もうそうですね
and I should also point out it's one of the top podcasts in the Japan, in the Japan store it's got a huge followership
yes that is trueth
at is true.
And that is why, when you said, why haven't I invited you? I was like, oh, can I invite such podcast royalty, podcast celebrity?
Royalty.
Ben-san, what kind of royalty we have?
So that's why. But I know I love it. And I like the attitude of, you know, we talk about faking it till you make it on our podcast. Mm. Like sometimes...
Right.
You know, Narumi mentioned earlier that her GPA wasn't so high, but she's good at presenting and talking to people. And these are like solid skills that we need to like really...
You know, exactly.
Doesn't have to be perfect. Just has to be real. Just has to be real.
That's right.
Okay. So the reason we brought you on today is because we want to introduce to Terumi and to our listeners some tips on dating and courting.Tenami, do you know the word courting?
Courting, kyūtei みたいなこと?
It is the same court as kyūtei, but it's a verb. It's a verb.
To 連れて行く.
No, it's a...
Dating.
It's like before dating. It's like the kind of old style.
誘い出す?
So it's kind of like in the old days, you wouldn't maybe date someone. You would have to kind of attract them first. Maybe you have to talk to their parents. Maybe you have to get them interested. It's that early stage. We call that courting.
We're asking for a marriage ってこと?
Very similar to that, yeah.
お見合いみたいなことだね。
Yeah. But not just them set up, but just generally that process, that fun process of where you're kind of trying to attract a lady or a man is we call courting.
Flirting
is maybe one of the strategies you use within courting the process.
まあ落とすことってことでいいのかな。落とすにかかるみたいな。
Okay.
狙ってるみたいな。
Okay, and just to explain also, so your Shinobu is married to a British guy, Narumi dating an American guy. My wife, Tose, is half German, half Japanese.And Ruben is also married, and he's married to a half Malaysian, half Japanese lady.
Oh, wow.
すごい、みんな国際恋愛だ。Wow! Why am I just so single?
Kenny-san, これからよ。
Yeah,
that's so, lots of possibility. I think your place
is
empty. 本当に。スリービリオンは男ですから。
本当に。
データ30億は男。やだもう。
大丈夫です。
そんなにいないか。
大丈夫です。We got your back.
本当、すごい心強いけど、でも7年もいないから、でも今日は本当にティップスをね、はい、学んで帰りたいと思ってますよ。
Yeah. Okay. So we want to teach you some tips. And just a quick disclaimer for our listeners, when we are talking about relationship urawaza, we are not talking about deceiving people. We're not tricking people. That's not what the goal is.
あの、ラブ裏技ということでご紹介してますけれども、人を騙すとか嘘をつくとか、そういった裏技をお伝えするのでは決してございませんという方ですよね。
Yeah. Ruben and me, we did not deceive our wives.
ルーベンも BJ も奥さんを決して騙したりとか、はい、欺こうとはしていません。
Yeah.
はい。
Yeah, it's just like a little bit like on our podcast when we're talking about gaishike urawazas. You know, the goal... of those urawaza isn't not to do any work, it's just to be more efficient at your job.
ね、仕事だって別にサボるとかやらないとかじゃなくて、どう効率的にものを進めるかということだから、まあ、恋愛もそれと一緒ですよね。
Yeah, exactly. So the first step, what we want to do is introduce urawazas to Shinobu and Narumi. These are real urawazas that I and Ruben used, and we want to ask you what you think we are saying and what we actually mean.Tell me.
Okay.
Okay.
はい、じゃあまず忍さんと成美さんに BJ とルーベンが使った裏技をご紹介します。
Okay.
あとなのであと裏技の部分がどこかっていうのを当ててもらう。
はい。
はい。やっていただきましょう。
頑張ります。
お願いします。
Ruben, take it away.
Okay. So when I asked my wife, my now wife, out for our first date, I asked to meet her at Ueno Park on a Sunday at 4 p.m. And our second date, we went to a museum at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Okay. So, Narumi, Shinobu, and Terumi, what do you think of that approach? And what do you think the urawaza was?
Wait, where did you go? Where did he go?
So, I'll clarify. So, on the first date, he asked her to go to Ueno Park on a Sunday.
Ueno Park on a Sunday.
At 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
And the second date was a morning at a museum.
Understood.
Is it 2 days in a row?
No.
Okay.
別の日か。びっくりした。I thought it was in a row.
That's what I thought too.
What you thought they started at Ueno Park at 4 p.m. and they kept going all through the night.
4 p.m. Yeah, yeah, そうなのかと思った。
Can't be 裏技。
いや、多分みんな思ってましたよね、そうやってね。
What's the 裏技？
まあ上野公園って美術館もありますけども、他の施設もありますからみたいにちょっと思ってましたよね、今ね。
思ってました。上野公園、最初のデートが上野公園で4時。
4時。
で、次のデートがまた違う日で。
朝。
朝10時。
10時。
に美術館。
あ、
はい、はい、はい。
Okay.
I have,
裏技だよ。
Urawaza. So I just explained why you decided to go park instead of a bar or something like that, right? Like, why is it 4 p.m.?
Yeah, go.
Can be urawaza, right?
Yeah.
So I thought park is nothing else to do but walk. So you can talk. You can talk to the person.
Yeah.
And get to know the person. Mm-hmm. And then... You don't have to spend money. Because if you go to the coffee shop, and it's going to have a conversation of who's going to pay for it.
Okay, yeah.
So, I don't want to have the conversation. Then park is like easiest way to just like casually meet somebody. And if you want to leave, you can leave anytime. If that date doesn't go well, then you can just, oh, okay, it's time, I have a plan this afternoon, or I have a plan at night, so I gotta go and you can leave as soon as possible if you don't think it's vibing. You know what I mean? Yeah.
はい、なるみさんの思うには、まあ、上野公園、まあ、公園っていうのはお金もかからないし、時間の制限もないから、まあ、ちょっとうまくいかなければ、いつでもすぐに、あ、ちょっと行かなきゃってなれるし、あと何よりカジュアルなデートができる。もう相手と話すしかないから。っていうので、なんかどっかレストランとか行くわけでもないしっていうことですかね。
I kind of agree with Narumi is basically maybe what he trying to achieve is lower her guard.So, if it's a restaurant or a bar.
Oh, so lower her guard. Okay, so, oh, lower her guard.
Guard の気持ちを下げるってこと警戒心を下げる。
Okay.
I thought that was his 裏技 maybe. So, like Narumi said, it'll be more casual. It's easy to talk to in an easy environment to kind of lay back and be herself.
So, if it was a bar, if it's dinner, that's like high guard. But
ちょっと頑張らないといけない。
身構えちゃいますよね。これデートなのかなみたいな感じだけども。だけど公園の中ってすごい環境もいいしね、自然に囲まれてるし、ちょっと心を解放できるし、なんかリラックスしてお互い向き合えるんじゃない？
そうですね。デートに来てくれやすい環境と思った。
Okay. なるほど。バーに行こうって言われるより公園行こうって言われた方が、なんか行きたくなりますもんね。
On that note, I'm going to turn the question back to Ruben and say, what can you give us a quick explanation, Ruben?
No, I think you all got the general idea. What I thought was the real urawaza is specifically 4 p.m. or 10 a.m. because it gives you something to do, low pressure, and then if you're having a good time, if you're having a nice conversation, you can just say, should we go have lunch now? Or should we go have dinner now? Oh. And then it's much more natural, much more organic to continue a date.
なるほどね。
スマート。
スマート。
本当に。
そっか。
そっか。だからランチに合わせてとかじゃないんだ。ランチに合わせてとかディナーに合わせてじゃないんだ。
そのデートに誘われる時間で彼の真剣さが分かるのね。4時って言われたらそのまま延長するかもしれないし、ね、反対に夜の10時って言われたらおおっていう感じかな。
確かに。But
I actually agree a lot with what Shinobu-san said in terms of it lowers like the barrier because if you ask, you know, if you're asking someone out and say, oh, do you want like,Okay, asking someone out for dinner at 10 p.m. That's a really hard thing to ask. Asking someone out for a date at 8 p.m. You know, that's like, oh, okay, is it a date? Is it not? If you ask someone to a park at 4 p.m., it's like, oh, hang on, all right. It's like it's not that big a decision, really.
Right.
It's almost like a trial, you know, like when you're doing a business, you know, instead of saying buy the entire package, say, okay, well, just have a simple trial first. Here's a little free sample.
Freemium.
そうだね。
Unpaid internship.
Unpaid internship.
面白い。でも it worked.
It worked.
It worked. Seriously.
Okay. Okay. So my urawaza. Right. Okay. When I was courting my wife.I bantered a lot. Bantered. Shinobu, you're married to a British person. Can you explain what banter is?
I have no idea.
Banter.
Well, banter is a word that we use in the UK a lot. And it actually, I think, means dokuzetsu.
Dokuzetsu wo yuu te koto?
Yeah, a little bit karakuchi. A little bit. You know, and often, like, we do it with your friends, maybe when you're dating... you do it with her, like, for example, you know, my wife, she told me my wife's a half German, half Japanese, grew up in the UK, trilingual, and she's a consultant, a sustainability consultant. So when she told me this on our first day, I said, oh, wow, that's interesting. Does that mean you can pretend to know things in three different languages?
BJ の奥さんは日本人とドイツ人のハーフ。で、奥さんはさらにイギリスで生まれ育ってるから、3カ国語も話せる。で、しかもサスティナビリティコンサルタントっていうそういったちょっと変わったバックグラウンドもありまして、だから、わあ、すごいねとか、それ面白いねっていうのではなく、BJ はその時に、じゃあ、3つの、日本語、英語、ドイツ語の3つの言語でものを知っているふりをすることができるのかい？っていう。
それは何？
BJ, is that a joke or...
It's banter. Because in my impression, consultants don't know anything. They just pretend to know stuff.
ああ、めっちゃシニカルな。
You
try to be sarcastic.
Yeah. So on our first day, instead of going, wow, that's so interesting, I was a little bit dokuzetsu. We would say I threw out a little banter. Banter.
I think that's called smartass, right?
Smartass.
In Japanese.
In Japanese?
In English. Slang.
Yeah.
Smart ass.
Smart ass, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
日本語だとなんてなりますかね、
Smart ass は、なんか、なんて言うんでしょうね。頭よく切り返すみたいな。
あ、うまいこと切り返すみたいな。
うまいこと切り返すみたいな。
知ったかぶりをするとか。
Yeah, but I think that what I was trying to do a little bit was not, you know, maybe not attack, but just a little bit seme, a little bit kind of having a go. But why would I do that? Why would I do that?
なんでそんなことをしたんですか?
That's a little bit more difficult.
なんでそんなことをしたんだろう?
Like, why didn't I just go, wow, that's a really interesting career?
そのやっぱりそのブリティッシュのそのウィッティっていうの、ウィティっていうの、
yeah.
そのなんていうの、そのちょっと辛口なジョークを言って、うん、面白さをアピールしたかったのかな。
ああ、trying to be funny.
So I can, so I can take, I can do British joke みたいな。
Okay, I agree. Maybe one aspect, I was trying to be funny. I was trying to show off, be attractive by being funny and clever. But there was another level. There was another level. What, you can do that without being negative.
How, wanted to see how she react to it.
Yeah.
So that you can know...
if she can take a joke.
That's...
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Sometimes people cannot take jokes. Yeah.
Okay, that is actually true as well. That's true as well.
ジョークが伝わるかを確認した。え、私はね、なんか、例えば奥さんは多分、え、すごいですね、みたいなこと言われ慣れすぎてるから、だからやっぱちょっと人と返し、違う返しをしたいって、木をてらったんじゃない？
綺麗なことですよね。うん、綺麗なこと。
そうそう、綺麗だから、すごい、あ、三角形すごいですね、とか綺麗ですね、みたいな、チヤホヤされるのに、慣れている女性だから、チヤホヤしない作戦？
Ah, いいな。
Okay, I think, Tenami, that is correct.
Ah, 本当?
Oh, wow! Yeah.
But it's got another level to it as well. Because I imagine, like, okay, my wife, let's say she's very good looking, she's got a good career, all the guys are like, oh, you're so attractive. What I'm doing is, by being negative, is I'm pretending not to be interested.
Ah, interesting.
すごい。よくそんなことできたね、BJ。
駆け引きだな。
ねえ、だって全然そんなモテる人生じゃなかったとか言いながらさ、
すごい失礼だな。
なんか本人、そう言ってんのに、なんかすごい百戦錬磨みたいな作戦をさ、繰り広げてたわけでしょ。すごいじゃん、BJ。
本当だ。
Well, I think a lot of British guys do this, actually. We kind of slightly negative, slightly bantering. And what we're doing is saying, I'm not really interested.
そんなもう興味丸出しにしないんだね。
Yeah. You know, because if I'm like, oh wow, you're so beautiful, let's hang out, then like it's not very attractive. But if you're kind of saying, I'm so confident that I don't need to say these things, then in some ways that's more attractive to the other person.
確か
に。確かに。余
裕のある男に見えますものね。
すごいすごい。
We talked about, we had a HR expert on, and we talked about interviews for jobs.And we mentioned the best time to go for an interview is when you don't need a job.
But you needed a girlfriend, right?
Yeah, I was...
How could you pretend?
Fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. Fake it. Fake it.
Fake it したんだ。
すごいな。だってそれでもしそれが失敗しちゃったらって思わなかった。
そうですよね。
Yeah, but it was, you know, it wasn't particularly rude. And like Shinobu said, you know, testing whether she could take a joke. But by kind of showing your confidence, then you're more attractive. And it kind of then builds up.
That's very true. Yeah.
That's very true, though.
So...
でもすごくハイテクニック、
ね、ハイテクニックだし、いざその場になってできる気がしない。私。
No, tell me. You need to be confident.
それなんか男女でも違うんじゃないの
No.
No? どうです、しのぶさん、なるみさん。コンフィデントでいようって、その男性の前で、こう、あえて、なんか、プレテンドしたりすることあります
もう、We are nothing but pretending.
プリテンドしてるってことです
ね。We act like a diva.
ああ、でもディーバ感ありますもんね。
With a Japanese modesty in it.
That's very true.
絶対モテるじゃないですか、そんなことできたら。
いや、そんなことないです。でも、 Terumi-san, like BJ said, I think you have to know that you are so beautiful.
True that.
And before you go on a date, tell yourself that I am so gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go.
もうさ、つぼみさんそういうことをされてきました？もうデートの前とかに。
されて
きました。
本当ですか？
うん、されてきましたし、wow. それで失敗もしましたけど。でも、あの、I believe that you can, only you can tell yourself you are beautiful.
That's very true.
And only you know how beautiful you are. Mm. And you cannot define your beauty based on somebody's
opinion
or judgment. Mm. And that's the value we only build it once we start living in the United States. And we talked about it in podcast. Mm. We never be able to grow this kind of mentality when we were living in Japan. For some reason.
じゃあもう日本にいる時ではやっぱそういうメンタリティにはならなかったけども、
ならなかったですね。
私は感動して泣きそうなんですけど、もう人がどう言うかじゃなくても自分だけがもう自分を美しいと認めてあげられる存在だということですよね。
はい。おそらくですね、ポッドキャストでもお話はしたんですけど、アメリカに来てから、あの、いろんな方がすごくストレートフォーワードにコンプリメントをくれるんですね。
はいはいはい、
本当に朝会ったコーヒーショップのお兄さんが、You look nice! とか、
素敵、
あの、普通にコーワーカーとか、あの、クラスにいる男の子も女の子も、普通に皆さんが結構コンプリメントをスピークアウトしてくれるんですよ。そういう経験が日本ではほとんどなくて、
もうセクハラ。
それがビルドアップして、なんかそんな風に思ってくれてるんだって思うのが多分ビルドアップしてってコンフィデンスにつながったっていうのはありますね、やっぱり。
Love it. Confidence is so key. Confidence.
でもなんかお互いそうやってコンプリメント思ったことをちゃんと言葉にして伝え合う文化っていうのもやっぱ素敵ですよね。いいところを認め合ってね。
そうですね。
Tell me.
はい。なんですか。はい。
You've got a beautiful voice.
あ、声。
Yes.
あ、本当ですか。ありがとうございます。そしてなんか皆さんに気遣わせてるみたいになっちゃったって。あ、大丈夫です。Let's move on to the next topic. で大丈夫よ。
No, but I like that. I like this. I know I like this. You know, it's about being confident. We often talk in the workplace when you're doing presentations. It's about being confident. And even if you're not confident, faking it until you can become that confident and you learn this skill.外資系裏技英語 is sponsored by Cambly English Conversation On Demand。
外資系裏技英語のスポンサーはオンデマンドでネイティブと英語レッスンができるオンライン英会話の Cambly。
Create a free account and use the code 裏技 in Kanji to claim a 15 minute free lesson。
無料アカウントを作成して漢字2文字で裏技と入力すれば15分の無料英会話レッスンが受けられます。
Practice English and help out your podcast。
英語をたくさん練習してポッドキャストの内容をぜひものにしてくださいね。
しのぶ、なるみ、do you have any favorite relationship 裏技英語 phrases that you want to introduce to our listeners?
I had a huge crush on one guy when I was in Australia. And went out with him, had a relationship with him for a while.And then all of a sudden he called me and he told me that I don't deserve you. And I was like, okay, you don't deserve me? And why? And he said, you are so this and so that and I just don't deserve you. So in my mind, okay, he's saying that I'm pretty. He's saying that I have a good heart. He's saying that I'm really good. So I'm too good.For him to have me. And I was like, no, you can still have me. I don't mind. But at that time, I couldn't really understand what the heck is mean not deserving me. And he is actually dumping me.
So just to clarify, the phrase is, I don't deserve you. And in your case, it wasn't an urawaza you used. You were...Urawaza, you were
sareta.
You
were
sareta.
Okay. I don't deserve you.
Because it means so positive. Mm-hmm. It means so positive. Yeah. But actually, he is saying goodbye. Mm. And I just didn't know. That's the really pretty way to dump a girl without being so bad guy. Mm. I think.
確かに悪く見えないですけど、でもよく考えたら、ねえ。うん
僕は君には値しないんだ。
Yeah. あなたが素敵すぎるからってことですよね。
値、うん、いや私素敵なら値しますよ。うん、
so break that. So I don't deserve you. Tell me what would that be in Japanese? I don't deserve you.
直訳すると僕はあなたに値しない。僕はあなたほどの価値がないから、さようならっていう言い方をされたってことですよね。
そうですね。
僕はあなたにもったいない
。君は僕にはもったいない。
これなんかちょっと自分が悪者になりたくないからそんな言い方してるようにもちょっと聞こえちゃうんですけど。Is it a beautiful way, or do you say that often, DJ?
Do you know? Well, I don't. It's actually quite a famous phrase, Tenomi. It's in some films as well.
Mm-hmm.
Gaston, I'm speechless. I really don't know what to say.
Say you'll marry me.
I'm very sorry, Gaston, but I just don't deserve you.
That's a very famous urawaza from the romantic film Beauty and the Beast.
こんな気持ち悪い人出てきますっけ?
Gaston.
出てくるんですね。はいはい、大変でしたね、逃げるの。
So obviously, you know, this is not a phrase that just men can use. Women can use it as Belle did. Expertly used it there. I think the problem with this phrase now.Is everyone knows it's an urawaza. You're saying you're too beautiful, but all you're really doing is trying to make yourself not look like the bad guy.
そうね。
Correct. One advice, should I say, from us?
Yes, please.
That to Terumi-san.
はい。
Be a super great listener during the conversation.
でも私だってもう自分のことめっちゃ喋ってましたもんね。
But I think it's about, it has to be balanced. But I think that people in general like to spend the time with somebody who's really good listener. And that's actually become attractive.
私なんかなるべく相手に質問しようとするんですけど、例えば、その男性があんまり喋らない方だと、こう、一言で終わっちゃったりするんですよね。
Yeah.
で、私がいっぱい質問してもすぐ終わっちゃう。で、たまに帰ってくるボールをずっと握り始めちゃうんですよ。
なので、あ、わかりますね。
あの、一言で私も終わらせたいと思います。すごい意識しよう。Thank you for your great.
難しいですよね。会話が続かないと続きません。
That's why a little bit of banter, a little bit of karakuchi helps.
Yeah. そうですね。確かに。だからなんでその時に、私聞きましたよ。私の今のハズバンド、ブリティッシュハズバンドで、あの、とてもそんな感じでした。全然、キャッチボールが、私がストレートを投げたら、キャッチ捨てるみたいな。そして投げてキャッチ捨てるみたいな感じだったので、全然帰ってこないんで。
はいはいはい。
で、あの、結構そういうバンターっていうの、あの、聞きました。なんか、Am I bored? って言って。
ああ、なるほどね。
Am I boring you? って言って
今つまらないですかみたいなことももう言っちゃうと、
なんか is there そうなんかもう、そんな風に聞きました。
なるほど。
そしたら I just like listening って聞かれました。
そうか、だからしのぶさん、
でもそういう人がいらっしゃるんですもんね。
それでいいんです。
しのぶさんみたいなターカティブな女性が好きっていう男性もね、いますもんね。
そうですね。
はい。それで、まあでも相手にいっぱい質問をして、なるみさんおっしゃったみたいに、まあ相手の男性がもうすごい素敵な人かのようにこっちがトリートするとっていうことを意識すれば、
でもそれはテルミさんが好きな場合です。
まあそうですよね。はいはい。
テルミさんも気に入ってる場合。
としたいと思ったら、コーティングしたいと思ったら、質問をいっぱいして、自分はなるべく黙って相手を立てると。いける気がしました。あ、じゃあ違う、なるみさんなんか違った？
いや違います。いや、あの、practice makes it perfect なと思うので、どんなにあこの人嫌だなって一瞬で思ったとしても、
もうプラクティスと思う。
プラクティスと思う。それはゲームをプレイしてるわけではなく、ただ本当にプラクティスとして、いろんな人に会うっていうのは、 I think kind of it's kind of important, like a sales.
Absolutely true. You know what I mean? Absolutely true. Practice it, like like sales or like an interview. Don't wait for the best one to practice.
Right.
You know, don't wait for your dream guy. Don't wait for Gaston to come, and then it's your first time. So just meet people, experiment, and
right.
もう何人も、もうセールスも一緒ですけれども。Yeah.もうこの人違うとかじゃなくて、もうとにかくいろんな人に会ってって、まあ、うまくいかなくても、じゃあ次、じゃあ次って言って、どんどん場数を重ねていくってすごく大事ですよね。
Yeah.
はい。
Okay, and on that final note, Narumi and Shinobu, have you got anything you want to tell us about? When it's a podcast, how can people find your podcast, your YouTube channel?
I mean, podcast, you can always find it on iTunes or Spotify.
Yeah.
We are on both platforms.
Every Monday.
In Japan time.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, cool. And every Monday in Japan time. Yes, we can just Google Shinobu and they probably show up.
Okay. And we also do Insta Live every
Friday.
Saturday. 10 a.m. Japan time. And BJ was there the first guest. So we tend to find really interestingJapanese people who actually being very, actively 活動してる、グローバルに活動してる人たちを、インバイトして、ライブで、ノープリパレーションで、チッチャットしてるので、ぜひそれも見てみてください。
So if you want to find out the podcast, which is called Shinobu and Narumi's Dokuzetsu American Life, justgo to Spotify, go to Apple iTunes and just type in Shinobu. And if you want to see... Actually, I think our audience would be interested in that. You know, Japanese people doing interesting things, making things happen overseas. Mm. Check out their Insta Lives every Saturday morning.
Sorry.
And we are actually considering to host a Zoom Gokon.
Oh, wow.
So...Yes, so we will send you an invite to
it. Is it an international Gokon?
International Gokon, yes.
Yatta.
Offline. We're not really planning to post anything that we did on YouTube or podcast, that kind of thing. It's going to be completely offline.
Offline
But we'll be facilitator. Facilitator? We'll be a host.
Coordinator. 2人もそこにジョインをしながらやってくださるという。
はい。私たちが司会をして、で人を集めて。
And can people who are already married attend?
No.
No. Okay. Just checking for Ruben. Okay. Thank you so much for coming. Thanks so much for coming, Narumi. Thank you, Shinobu.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Tenami.
Hi.
How much did you learn?
Yeah, もうなんか learn もそうだけど、すごい元気になるお二人と喋ってると。ね、だからこれだけ人気者だし。
Yeah.
実際にお話できて、I got a lot of power from them. And like, make me feel positive. I don't know why, but like, makes me feel like I can do anything. みたいな。なんかすごいね、ポジティブな気持ちにさせてくれるお二人です。
I agree totally. And I think for me, it was also weirdly...the failure, and then at the end, the positivity, you know, the process, like, you know, Shinobu-san talks about, you know, let's say divorced once and then gone through some troubles. And Narumi had a horrible story about a date where she said she craved a man. And yet it's the process and you get better. So basically...Don't give up, Terumi.
いや、本当ね、七転び八起き。めっちゃ日本語のことわざ今言っちゃったけど、でも本当にそうですよね、恋愛は。もう何度も当たって、いろんな失敗もして、それでもそこから学んで、次のチャンス、どんどん自分から掴みに行ってれば。でもやっぱり今、なんかキラキラ、なんか輝いてるね、まあ、結婚とかもされてたり、いいボーイフレンドがいる方って、みんな、そのすぐに出会ったとかじゃなくて、みんないくつも失敗して、その先に出会えたって、必ずみんなおっしゃるので、こうまずは自分も、たくさんトライしなきゃいけないなと。
And on that note, thank you very much everyone again to our guests. Again, Tenami, thank you very much. Best of luck. I know we're doing it half jokingly, but we wish you the best. She's shaking her head. But we'll see you again for a normal episode of Gaishike Urawaza Eigo next week.
はい、今週の外資系裏技英語、ちょっとスピンオフ企画ということで、とても素敵なゲストの方を招いて、でもなんか外資系裏技英語よりもこれ役に立つんじゃないですか？
Well, I think these urawazas they taught us work for the office. And I think a lot of our office urawaza kind of work in real life as well. It's about a mentality. I think Narumi mentioned the mentality, and it's very important.
そう、もう仕事も恋もメンタリティなので、お互い共通しているところはあるし、ね、今日習ったフレーズももしかしたら仕事で使えるところもあると思いますし、ちょっととても役に立つ回だったと思います。個人的にもとてもポジティブな気持ちになれて、いろいろ頑張ろうと思いました。なのでね、ゲストに感謝ですし、リスナーさんもどうもありがとうございました。
Speak to you next week.
はい、また来週お会いしましょう。バイバイ。
Thank you very much for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and give us 5 stars and give us a review. It really helps us. Our stretch goal is to have 50 reviews.
そして外資系裏技英語は全エピソードを YouTube にアップしています。最近の動画では Zoom 越しでの2人の映像やアニメーションも織り交ぜていますので、ぜひ YouTube のチャンネル登録をお願いします。
Finally, please follow us on Twitter and Instagram @ 裏技英語。